The Arkansas Natural Resources Conservation Service is holding statewide public meetings as the 2014 Arkansas Water Plan is being formed. The free 90-minute meetings will allow those who attend the opportunity to ask questions and make comments about the current water use and what future water use may be in the state. Tony Ramek is with the Arkansas Natural Resources Conservation Service and tells what the water plan is.
Well, the water plan, it's the policy that directs all of the other additional policies that relates to water and water issues. The commission is tasked with developing the water plan. This is not the first time the water plan has been developed. This is actually an update to the water plan.
And according to Ramek, the last time the Arkansas water plan was updated was in 1990, which makes next year's update way overdue and extremely critical.
And if you think about it, every sector of this state and every person of this state is dependent upon water in some shape, form, or fashion. And so we're trying to update the policy directives for the appropriate management for that. You know, that touches agricultural sectors, industrial, fish and wildlife, just any and everything that happens in this state is centered around water.
During the meetings, current and future water use estimates will be discussed concerning some of the most important uses of water in Arkansas.
You know, in the state, there's surface waters and groundwater. We don't own the aquifer. Aquifers run across state lines and political boundaries. The same for rivers. Since we don't own that particular resource solely, we are tasked with making sure that we have good management and conservation to adequately use the resource for the betterment of the citizens for this state.
And Ramek tells what else is looked at when developing a state water plan.
We look at usage, and when we talk about usage, here again, from all sectors and for all types of usage, but then we have to use it as a planning tool for infrastructure and growth and development. In some portions of the state, you know, growth and population is growing pretty rapidly. But in other parts of the state, population is declining. And if you take a look at infrastructure, water systems, water lines, water distribution, you know, there's a cost to that. And where places where population is increasing, they have the base to sustain and to upgrade their systems. But in other areas, it's losing population. They don't necessarily have the base, the population base, to sustain it. Well, what do you do? Do you say, okay, let's just forget about it and just leave it and let it dilapidate? I don't think that's proper. We just have to look at the viable resources that we have.
And Tony Ramek is with the Arkansas Natural Resources Conservation Service. The meetings in our listening area will take place Thursday afternoon at 1 at the Carmichael Community Center in Searcy. Monday, June 17th, the meeting will be held at the ASU Convocation Center in Jonesboro at 6:30 p.m. And on Tuesday, June 18th at 6:30 at the East Arkansas Community College Fine Arts Center in Forest City. Public's invited to attend. And for more information, you can go to our website, kasu.org, and click on events.